Orgasmic Enlightenment, where the sexual and spiritual come together. I'm Kim Anami, and I'm a holistic sex and relationship coach and a vaginal weightlifter. In this show, we explore all things intimate. I believe that our sexual energy is life force, creative energy, and we can use it to shape our worlds, strengthen our relationships, and self-actualize. I blend the most avant-garde information from neuroscience, ancient sexual practices like Tantra and Taoism, to renegade wellness modalities to show you how to create gourmet sex in your lives. Come one, come all. The five sexiest things a woman can do. Last week, we talked about the five sexiest things a man can do. This week, we are all about the women. What makes a woman irresistible? What are the qualities of the feminine that speak to the primal, archetypal masculine, turning him on and bringing him to his knees? What brings out his guttural manliness that inspires him to throw her over his shoulder and ravish her? Number one, surrender is her superpower. Open heart, open vagina. Most women enter the game with caged bets. They give half of themselves, they have walls up, they worry about how they will look or if they will be judged. Yeah, no, that's pretty fucking boring. If you aren't all in, what are you even doing? Do you truly surrender to your man? Or do you hold something back to protect yourself? The paradox here is that when you do this, you'll never really ignite him in terms of holding back. There will always feel like there's a piece of you that he can't quite touch, and then he will look for that in other women. You then might think he's a disloyal guy, but a man gets his nourishment and his yang balanced out through a deep immersion in your yin. The more yin you can inhabit and give to him, the more fulfilled he is. This is what separates the wheat from the chaff, the girls from the women, and the clitoris from the vagina. It's like a woman who's only ever had clitoral orgasms, which are the most superficial sexual experience, like eating a candy bar, or a woman who is getting the shit, literally getting the shit, the demons fucked out of her in her deepest surrender to the edge of all that she is. She is fully abandoned, has the guts to open her heart and her vagina when she dies, and she is reborn. And in this, she shows him the way home to God. Or you have some chick busting out her vibrator and passing out. That's child's play. As a woman, the deeper you surrender, the deeper you draw him in. You are embodying full goddess, archetypal, feminine queen energy and its power. It's irresistible and it catapults him into his masculine. I have seen this over and over again. In my bed and in the thousands of women I've worked with, as you open and fully allow yourself to be ravished, it nourishes you both on the most profound level. Sexiest thing she can do, number two, she can give vaginal handjobs and deep throat and have analgasms. She is sexually skilled. Since one of the biggest blocks for women is the Madonna whore dichotomy, having a woman come ready-made, already owning her sexuality, is a massive turn-on. Instead of showing up in the relationship and dumping all of her unhealed baggage into the space, she arrives already having done some of her sexual healing work. No one is perfect, and you don't need to be a totally self-realized seductress, but owning your sensual power, having taken the time to cultivate your skills and doing your own inner work, emotionally and vaginally, puts you in a category that few women will ever get to. You will be a rare, multi-orgasmic thing of beauty. If you've dug into the Anami world of life-changing cervical orgasms and three-day orgasms, and I can fuck you across the planet and make you come, and I can play your cock like a flute and then shoot some ping pong balls out of my vagina, that man is going nowhere except straight home to your bed. sexiest thing number three. I trust you. You've got this. She lets her man lead and she trusts him to lead. One of the sexiest things a woman can do with her man is to bestow her trust in him. We spoke last week about how his mantra to her is, I've got this. I've got you. Her mantra in return is, I trust you. You've got this. One of the most important ways women can build up their men and support them to embody their masculine strength and power, and at the same time enjoying their feminine superpower of surrender, is by consciously allowing him to take the lead. This means that we trust him. We trust his vision, his direction, his heart, and his cock. Trust is one of the biggest gifts the feminine can give the masculine. And conversely, mistrust is one of the biggest insults to his masculine character. When we have cultivated the deep, open exchange of gourmet sex, trust, and vulnerability at the heart of our connection, it's for both of us. We dive into this place, we repolarize, and he emerges stronger, more confident in his masculine direction in life. And she comes out more in tune with her inner being and ability to trust the flow and to trust him. When women don't inherently trust their men, it looks like them constantly nagging, harping, and checking in to make sure he did the thing that he said he was going to do. We spoke last week how the most important and sexiest thing a man can do is exactly what he said he was going to do. So this trust-building exchange goes both ways. The death by a thousand cunts, well, that might not be so bad, I guess, death by a thousand cuts. We spoke about last week was every time a man doesn't keep his word, it erodes the trust in a woman. Every time a woman makes it clear that she doesn't trust his decisions and direction, it erodes his openness to her. Every time she says something to doubt him, it undermines his leadership. He shrinks and his cock shrinks. But when she softens and steps back and lets him lead, he shines. He rises up in his masculine power. A skilled woman supports her man, but she doesn't mother him. She inspires, but doesn't criticize. The proper order in the relationship is that she practices letting him lead. I personally am always in relationship with strong, powerful alpha men. We could also say that I am fairly alpha as a woman, but I don't duke it out with him. I let him lead. I let him take initiative, and I energetically practice stepping back and allowing him to find his way, knowing that I'm there, trusting that he will, and I'm supporting him too. If he was really off course for us and the relationship in any way, of course I would say something. But if given the trust and the space, men are exceptional navigators. Over the years with my forays into the alpha male psyche, I have been shocked at how sensitive, intuitive, and even extremely psychic these guys are. All the weird programming about men not being emotional is such fucking bullshit. They just need a space to access all of this stuff that exists within them. I've been with guys and they don't understand why I'm not nagging them. They're expecting it, they're bracing for it, they're on guard, and I'm like, huh, yeah, just go off with your guy friends for the weekend. I'm gonna go lingerie shopping. I will see you on Monday. And they're like, oh, but aren't you gonna cling and stomp and make passive aggressive comments? No, just let me suck your cock again before you leave. Okay, all good, off you go. Which brings us to point number four, the fourth sexiest thing a woman can do. She showers him with cock love and welcomes his elixirs. I have been with men who were drop-dead gorgeous, had incredible physiques, were charismatic movers and shakers in the world, had above-average 8-inch-plus cocks, and these guys had a ridiculously disproportionate amount of cock doubt. No woman had ever loved their cocks before. I couldn't believe it. These guys had everything a woman could want, including a massive fuck me for the rest of my life super cock, and they didn't even know it. When you are the woman who adores his cock, gets on your knees to worship it every chance you get, and is madly in love with his cock, you will ignite your man's cockfidence and confidence in the world. And you will also touch a place in him that likely no one has ever been to before. Men internalize the notion that their cocks are dangerous and dirty in some way. And look, if they get them chopped off the day they arrive in this world, it's easy to see why they would think that there is something wrong with this part of their body when everyone is so eager to mutilate it. The thing is, you can't fake cock love. It has to come from deep within. You could give him 1,000 blowjobs, but if your heart and your vagina are not into it, if his cock doesn't feel and taste like manna from heaven for you, like the gods created a magical substance and gifted you with it every day, it's not going to make an impact. But if you daydream about his cock and you write odes to his cock and you wake up in the morning and you swallow his cock whole and everything that's inside of it because you know that this is the best food you could ever eat, truly the elixir of the gods, then you will change his life. You will make both his cock and his cockfidence grow. You will crack open a vulnerable place in him that only you have access to, and he will forever love you for it. In the collective frenzy to display, critique, and exploit women's bodies nonstop, men's bodies get overlooked as also something to love and find beautiful. Be the one who does, and, well, you will be the one. The fifth sexiest thing a woman can do is just be hot. Own your hotness. Have fun with it. Own your femininity. Have fun with it. The magnetic appeal of women and their ability to alter the course of history with their legendary beauty and vaginas is the stuff of encounters, fables, mythology for the ages. Battles waged, wars fought for a highly prized woman and her pussy. Instead of being afraid of it and shying away from this power, own the fuck out of it. Have fun being a sexy minx and a seductive vixen. Play up your attributes and flaunt them. Bombshell it. With grace and elegance, but also with a I don't give a fuck if you approve or not energy. Be the hottest woman in the room, both through your energy and your appearance. A woman who owns every ounce of her beauty and hotness is sexy as fuck. Women grow up with the implicit and explicit messages that their sexuality is scary and could hurt them. Fuck that. This is a way of keeping women who are naturally insatiable and have 10 times the stamina of any man locked up in their own self-made prisons. No one has to tame them because now they tame themselves. Unleash yourself and enjoy every ounce of your sexy, feminine beauty and energy. Showcase it. The feminine signals availability to the masculine. She doesn't need to aggressively go out and hunt it down and desperately pursue it. She makes it known that she's available and interested, and she lets him take the lead. Part of that signaling is her appearance. Find the art in who you are and how you communicate that with your clothing, your hair, the colors that you put out into the world. Are you fully owning yourself and your beauty, or are you hiding? I was at the gym the other day, and it's clear to see the differences there big time. There are women who wear form-fitting, flattering, and accentuating in just the right place outfits to work out in. And then I saw a couple of girls, they were younger girls, in these full-on giant fleece baggy tracksuits in the tropics. I don't even know where you get material and clothing like that here. Totally shapeless and formless that says, I want to be invisible. And so you will be. All of these qualities involve tapping into the archetypal nature of the feminine, soft, receptive, flowing, and learning how to deeply surrender and living from these places. My yin loves your yang, and your yang loves my yin. The counterpart to this week's episode is the one from last week called The Five Sexiest Things a Man Can Do. My Coming Together for Couples Salon opens for registration next week. This is my how-to guide for creating a conscious relationship and a transcendent multi-orgasmic sex life. In the meantime, you can sign up for my free 7-day sex cleanse. Each day, you receive an email with assignments to play emotionally, sexually. You will explore G-spot orgasms, yoni and linga massage, and quantum communication techniques to bust through your blocks. You can check it out and sign up at kimanami.com. Look for Sexual Savant Salons. Click on the Coming Together for Couples Salon, and then there you will find the 7-day sex cleanse sign up. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, subscribe and also leave a review and send someone else the gift of a healthy libido and an off-the-charts love life by sharing this episode with them. We'll be back next week, and in the meantime, many happy orgasms.